This talk is from GreatCatholicHomilies.com. The homilist is Father Anthony Branken of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You know, now, it's not in the traditional Mass that the calendars are always different. Sometimes they're the same, but this week in the Novus Ordo, in the new Mass, the calendar is Tuesday, is the feast of St. Pius X. Now, he was an incredibly important pope. He was from the 19th century, and he was the pope who first enabled people to receive Holy Communion at the age of reason, the age around 7. But he was also very famous for having fought an incredible battle against a thing called modernism. Now, he wrote 2 encyclicals, and he spent an incredible amount of time and effort, and probably no small amount of heartache, trying to stamp out modernism in the church in the 19th century. Now, he's been dead for 90-some years. We've had 8 popes since Pius X. We've gone through 2 world wars, an ecumenical council, and he still, Pius X, still kind of hovers over our era, and precisely because he fought against this heresy. And because of that fight against this heresy, modernism, Pius X has probably been more hated by, shall we say, the collaboratists who like to collaborate with the modernists and the secularists in the world. He's probably been more hated by them, even within the church, probably more hated than any other pope except for maybe for Paul VI, for Humanae Vitae, and maybe Benedict XVI for freeing up the Latin Mass. But they hate him for his fight against modernism. See, modernism was such an important issue that every priest and every bishop and every seminary professor until about 1967 had to take an oath against modernism to swear they weren't modernists before their ordination or before they were promoted. Now, I was in the seminary in 1967, and I used to imagine that the reason that they got rid of the oath so that none of our seminary professors would be forced to lie about what they really didn't believe. Now, modernism is a heresy. It's not modernity. We're not talking about electricity. We're not talking about cars. The battle against modernism is not the battle against scientific progress. Modernism is not even a set of beliefs. Modernism is kind of a vague system of thought, kind of an attitude. And the Pope called it the compendium or the synthesis of all heresies, because modernism teaches you can basically believe anything you want to believe, and if it's true for you, well, then it's true for you, and that's good enough. And it's called modernism because it tries to appeal to modern people, the modern mind. And the modern mind only accepts what you can prove logically or scientifically or experimentally. Therefore, the only thing you can believe about that which you cannot prove is that you can believe anything you want about it. That's for a modernist. What the modernist does is they take Catholic teaching, any Catholic teaching, the resurrection of the dead, transubstantiation, the assumption of Mary into heaven, even the moral teachings, and reinterprets it so that it doesn't really mean what the church says that it means. The modernist guts the supernatural reality right out of a dogma. And what he does is he makes that supernatural dogma very natural, perfectly understandable, and he concludes proudly, well, I can believe this. For example, I talked about the resurrection. We say that Jesus rose from the dead, and you and I, we're not modernists, we can imagine Jesus getting up off of the slab, off of the tomb, in maybe a burst of light and color and glory, and we imagine that that actually took place. That he's actually still alive, flesh and blood, which is the point of why he said to Thomas, look at my hands and my feet and put your hand in my side. It's me, flesh and blood. But to the modernist, he's really dead. He's just alive in our hearts. And when I was installed as a pastor, I was required to take an oath that I would teach what the church teaches, and the oath specified, it's kind of a version of the oath against modernism, but the oath specified I had to teach only with the meaning that the church gave to these things. So that I couldn't say, oh, I believe in the resurrection, but I don't mean it the way the church means it. I mean it the way I personally intend it to be. You don't want to really believe that Jesus is a true God from true God? Fine. If you're a modernist, just admit he was a nice guy. He was a philanthropist. He was a wonderful person. He was a philosopher. The world can accept that. And it'll accept you in the bargain. You don't believe that bread becomes the actual body and blood of Jesus? Fine. Then just say it's a sign of fellowship and how you're all one bread, one body, all that. Perfectly understandable to perfectly modern people. You don't believe in hell, miracles, grace, mortal sin, the virgin birth, heaven, or the authority of the church? Fine. As a modernist, you can always figure out a way to explain it all away as primitive myths and medieval fables, or as a way of expressing how you feel about something. With modernism, nothing is true, nothing is false, nothing is good, nothing is bad in itself. It's how we think or how we feel. That's what's true. It's a very seductive heresy to modern people. It's the one, of course, that caught Adam and Eve when the devil told them, "You shall be as gods." See, with modernism, we pick and choose what's true. Pick and choose what's true for us. We create our own reality. We become like God. We create our universe. Now, we know that modernism is still with us. It has not been conclusively defeated. And it continually wreaks havoc in our church and in the world. Because if we no longer believe in the objective reality of the supernatural, if we begin to think that it's all about attitude and relationships, and that everything in our religion is about an allegory for how we think, then as modernists, we'll end up with no God, no faith, no church, and all possible human tragedies and tears will rush to fill up this emptiness of no God. A few years ago, when I first got here to St. Odilo, a state politician came into my office, and he had his entourage of four or five campaigners, you know, their clipboards. And he was looking for signatures for his petition to run for state senator. So I guess what he wanted to have is give me to give him permission to take the petitions. And he told me what a good Catholic he was and how much he supported Catholic schools. I suppose he wanted maybe to put something in the bulletin and say what a great guy he was. But I told him that I had one question before I had any others. I said, "Do you oppose all abortions with no exceptions?" And he grimaced. And he said, "Well, sorry, Father, that's a hard one." That's what he said, "That's a hard one. I do not oppose all abortions." He didn't oppose the killing of embryos. He says, "The cardinal even wrote to me about it once." He says, "But I can't. You know, we went out for like this for about 15 minutes. And I kept trying to remind him that we were talking about real human life, real human babies. And he kept talking about what his constituents wanted. And I asked myself, how does a Catholic get to this point where he can legislate in favor of killing babies? What does he do to his brain to put that off on the side? What he was saying was modernism in action. Yes, Father, abortion is wrong for you, and in a certain sense it's wrong for me, but it's right for some people, and they voted for it, so I will promote it." That's what he said. So you see how a modernist no longer understands things as true or false, moral or immoral in themselves, but only as issues that reflect an attitude. That's why it's so difficult to explain to this modern world that the church has the actual authority from God to teach that abortion and contraception and homosexual marriage and euthanasia is wrong. Because the modernist does not think that anyone can teach us something as intrinsically right or wrong, true or false, because there is no right or wrong, true or false. Nothing is immoral unless we think it's immoral. And if we think it's moral for us. That's a modernist. And that's why 100 years after Pope Pius X began his battle against modernism, the popes still must keep fighting. Sometimes they're more aware of it than other times, but they still must keep fighting, and it pops up and they realize it has not died. And our pope today, Benedict XVI, he knows that the only way that we can survive the assault of Satan in this modern world is to be strong against modernism, to believe in the objective reality of the supernatural, and to proclaim as real and true that there is one God, three persons, that Jesus is the divine Son of God and Mary is his virgin mother, and his revelation taught by the Catholic Church is true and speaks for God. That's Catholicism. And we must pray then as we believe. For by prayer and things like this Mass, modernism won't be able to touch us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hear more talks like these at greatcatholichomilies.com.